This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Thinking Stage here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Hey, stop it. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. Right? Is that what we want? Always want you involved. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, a lot of times, and God bless you, but a lot of times, you're jumping, and I won't say jumping to conclusions, I don't mean it that way, right? and I got to tell you, that really and honestly, I'm watching some of you, you know, respond. Don't respond. Don't even bother. Really, honestly, just don't even bother with these people. Because you're not going to win. It's going to be a problem no matter what happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Yes, I know. We're doing the best we can. You know, we're radio here, not video. But again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's get to it. The president, El Presidente, he was impeached for the second time today. It's extremely irritating. I mean, extremely irritating. No due process. What is this? The fastest movement or jump or whatever you want to call it. The fastest movement to impeach a president in history and the same president twice. That's all they care about. They're such haters. They only care that it looks like he's so bad, he's so nasty, he's so mean that being impeached twice was kind of like their claim to fame. Just amazing. Extremely amazing. You can tell I'm irritated to the point of going, why shouldn't we fight back? Why shouldn't we do, and I've heard people say don't do it. Yeah, whatever. Why shouldn't we be as nasty, as mean as the Dems are? I don't understand. They got no due process for the president. Well, what law did they follow? No law was followed. No hearing. No witnesses. All they did was a beef session. When the Dems came up, spewing all the garbage. Right? Racism. White supremacy. And the major haters, the nasty major haters, Pelosi, Waters, they're hateful people. They want him drug out by the military. Well, why can't he leave on his own? He is president until January 20th. Or can you not find that in your constitution, because I know sure as heck you're not using ours. I like the fact that, I shouldn't say I love the fact that Pelosi comes out and says, you know, by a partisan vote, a nonpartisan vote, we have impeached the, like, come on. Really? You get 10 rhino Republicans who have no good reason, with no evidence, with no, if for no other reason, you can't have due process? Are you serious here? How does that work? No, seriously, how does that work? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, forget the phone for now. Don't even use it. The and some of you think, no, I'm not like bummed out. But I'm amazing at how much they love themselves more than they love this country. Not surprising, mind you, just amazing. And Brit Hume. You know, he's a guy I've had a lot of respect for, but Ian, there's a couple of things he's done lately that I got to scratch my head. You saw what went down. You saw what went down at the Capitol. These were not MAGA people. There might have been a couple that caught up in a frenzy. But the majority of these people were Antifa. We know it. They were there. They talked about this. Clips all over the internet of these guys talking about what they did. And how some even got paid for it. That's right. The little leaders of the little universe is there. You know, the little ones that they brought on, where they have a group in a certain corner, that they were supposed to watch over that group. That leader got like $40 an hour. Rank and file of Antifa gets about 28. Not bad. More than minimum wage. Brit Hume said the Wednesday night that America is more divided, last Wednesday night, more divided right now than any point in his life. He said even the period of strife in the late 60s over the Vietnam War wasn't this violent, wasn't this hateful. You know why? Because the Democrats had decorum. The Democrats had still a sense of class about them. They only see, and now it's even worse, now it's only a radical Democrat is worth being in power. I don't care who you are, that's going to scare you. Jump into your house, just in real time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327. or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, we got the video fixed. So for those of you who will only watch by video, there it is. Otherwise, you can catch us up on many places. Head to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. Let's get back at it. There's a lot happening today. I want to get off my chest, so to speak. You know, I love how they talk about the president pushing for insurrection. You know, just pushing these people to go to the... And it's impossible. It didn't happen. Read the transcript. Do your own... I don't expect them to do this, but do your own homework. And then make a decision. And yet they... Nothing. Not a word from them about what happened to Portland. Right? Antifa taking over city blocks, burning police cars, burning a police station. Right, think about it. Right, Representative Well, I don't even want to call these people representatives anymore because I don't know who they represent. But you've got, what's her name, Presley, Waters, Harris, and even Pelosi encouraging people to burn things down. Not a word from the Dems. Not a word. They should be removed. If their mindset is that someone that implores or calls for or supports violence, they should be gone under their own mindset. Harris encouraged people. She told them not to let up. Protesters shouldn't stop. Their voices need to be heard. As she's standing around flames, things up in fire. Pelosi says, I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Well, maybe there will be. These people are really brain dead. I say that with all the love I can muster. Right? I mean, do you guys understand they're pushing for total lawlessness? I mean that sincerely. If you think about it, look at the new DA, Gascon. He's a hardcore lefty. He wants no bail. He doesn't, you know, I mean, some of the laws that these people break, when they break it with a gun, there's extenuating circumstances, all this stuff. He doesn't want to do it. And he's pushing for more power. How did he get in that office? He screwed up San Francisco tremendously. We have to pay attention to what he's doing now, doing here. The police officers don't like him. The DAs that work out, and it's not because he makes them work harder. You watch. Yeah, I'm going to say it. You watch what a crap hole L.A. proper turns into with this man. And he's not going to get any pushback from the DOJ. You watch that too. So, you know, Britt Hume, again, one of the news guys that, yes, I do respect. You know, he said he's never seen it this bad. He's never seen the hate this bad. Even back in the days of the 60s. He said that Biden now has a job to try to unify things. He could do that by calling off the impeachment talks. And it just may be too late. Look, you're talking about 90 million people, or almost 90, that voted for Trump, support Trump, or what have you. And you've got the left saying that those people need to be reprogrammed. I heard it on CNN today. That it's almost like they're walking around like idiotic drones. This is coming from CNN. What a way to pull the country together. Hume added that there appears to be no real precedent for Trump's second impeachment. Right? It occurred after voters opted to remove the president from office. But it's the hate that they have. It's the hate that they have for this man to get him out so he can... Well, what are they worried about? Right? If people can't stand him that much and he lost once before, he'll lose again, right? Not a problem. Because you can't trust anything that comes out of their mouths. They want to hurt him. They want to hurt... This man will be a target. An easy target for the next 4 years. Think about that. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey defends Trump ban. He admits the company's power is such a dangerous precedent. I mean, these guys, do they hear themselves? It's amazing to me. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, he spoke out Wednesday about his company's decision last week to ban President Trump. He said, I don't celebrate or feel pride in having to ban the real Donald Trump or how we got here. Right? After a clear warning, we take this action. We made a decision with the best information. Right? Based on the threats to physical safety, both on and off Twitter. But he doesn't ban any of the tweets that you see that are hashtag kill Trump. Right? I mean, are those gone? Did they take? No, you can still go find them. I believe this was the right decision for Twitter, Dorsey said. We face an extraordinary and untenable circumstance forcing us to focus our actions on public safety. Offline harm as a result of online speech is demonstrably real. Well, then why do you allow it against Jews? Right? Why do you allow it against white supremacists, so-called white supremacists, I should say? It's okay everywhere else along Twitter, just anything that Trump or hardcore Trump supporters. You, Jack, are a liar. You, Jack, are a true hater. And based on what I've seen on TV, you may have some issues between the ears. You removed 70,000 conservative pages, 70,000 conservative users. I mean, are you telling me that all liberals are saints? Are you for real? Dorsey acknowledged that taking such actions fragment the public conversation, divides us, and limits the potential for clarification, redemption, and learning even. He admitted that the power of his corporation in the global public conversation has set a dangerous precedent. I mean, these are the same people. They allow the Iranian Ayatollah, Lou Farrakhan, these Chinese propagandists, they're all still working on Twitter. Calling for death to America. But Jack must hate America because he's okay with it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCA Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos, from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the President's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division.
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back, people. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's really what it boils down to. You know what I mean? I seriously want you informed. And again, I don't agree with you. You don't even have to agree with me. But at least get information to throw at me so you can tell me I'm wrong instead of just saying, yeah, no, you're just wrong. Seriously. Hey, we want to welcome, not really welcome, just a change of time at KUHL AM out of Santa Maria, California, AM 1440, the information station. Great station out there. But again, I love it when a station, you know, moves our times, and I mean that sincerely. And you know what? Gives more people a chance to listen. You got anything to say? Well, send me an email. Tell me how wrong I am. Tell me how much you love the show. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Because it is a big deal. It's a big deal that you take time out of your day, out of your life. You know, life is precious. Time is precious. So thank you for being with me. Thank you for seeing value in the show. You're seeing all this fragmentation. I mean, these people are sowing more hate than they are anything else. Right? I mean, Jack Dorsey, does he realize? Well, not just Jack. You got Jack, Nancy, Waters, all these people. Do you realize how much they're ginning up the hate? Are they looking for a war? Because people will only allow you to do this to them for so long. We spent 8 years under Obama, you know, conservative Christians anyway, without seeing very little light at the end of the tunnel. We bought into the fact that he was an active Christian, went to church every Sunday and whatever else. Found out that wasn't true. Pulling Bibles from naval hospitals, I mean, give me a break. If you really cared, really, you want to talk about equality, then put them all in there. I don't, whatever other people's scriptures are, I'm not offended. I don't care. You can put the Quran in there. You can put the Torah in there. You can put the Book of Mormon in there. I don't care. I'm secure enough in my faith and my scripture. I'm not worried about anything else. But there, you ever notice that with the Democrats, their process of inclusion is to take things away. Anybody figure that out yet? And what in God's creation is that all about? If you want to include and give people more, you add to, you don't take away from. Anyway, we've got a lot going on. We've got a lot to be careful on. And Dorsey, not helping. And frankly, France and what is it, Germany and France and, other countries have spoken up and go, this is wrong. As much as we don't like Trump either, this is wrong. Britt Hume, actually, I was telling you about him earlier. I didn't finish that story because, you already know. But he's actually even likening it to post-Civil War era, where there was a lot of hate in this country. The South was teed off because they lost. They didn't get to keep what they wanted. Come on, let's just be honest about it. That's ancient history, but it's still history. And they had to move forward. Things had to get better. And Lincoln thought, see, this should be like flares of warning. Lincoln was going to be a good guy, bring people in from the opposition to have them there in the White House working with him to show them, he wanted to be more inclusive. And he needed to do that like he needed a hole in the head. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But really, think about it. He didn't have to do. Matter of fact, history shows he should have done it because it didn't do him any good. They took advantage of their positions. They hated on him even more. So why do it? And by the way, I got a few calls today. Impeachment is not final. Just because Congress voted to impeach, it's like the cops. You heard this the other night. I'm just going to keep driving it home because apparently some people didn't get it. It's like when the cops say, hey, look, go to the DA. They go, Mr. DA, we've got all this, what we perceive to be evidence. We're going to give it to you. You decide whether you want to take it up or not. Senate doesn't have to take this up if there's not enough evidence there. Actually, there's no evidence there. An ex-federal judge came out and said, this is ridiculous. He would have dismissed this case before it even got to his desk, for God's sakes. And, Trump comes out with a video and they're all making fun of it. They're not even playing it on their networks. This is how much they hate this guy. Right? Trump urges to have no violence at the inauguration. It should be peaceful. There are other ways we fight back. He's not saying that, I am. It's really that simple. And then I defy any Democrat to call or write, send me an email, whatever. Show me the words of hate in Trump's speech. Where are the words that say, you need to take it back by force, if that's what it is? Are you suggesting there were dog whistles in his speech? Is that what you're suggesting? I mean, if that's the case, then there's plenty of Dems that should, not only should, have to go to jail. They have to. Because they were outwardly, without using any dog whistles, calling for violence in the streets. And I'll tell you something else. This shows you how confused these GOP people are. Look at the evidence. You say we're factual people, we're fact people. We go by science, we go by fact. Look at the time frames. Look at what took place at the Capitol. It doesn't fit. These same people screaming about, COVID numbers don't make sense. The time frames don't fit. They don't make sense. So if they're screaming if they think the president was telling them or giving his group there the whistle to go down and create problems, it was impossible. Republican lawmakers voting to impeach President Trump, well, they're going to be in trouble. Brand new poll that just came out showed that they're going to be in trouble. John McLaughlin, who's a pollster, wrote a memo in which he said, the overwhelming majority of Trump supporters are Republicans in the battleground states. said they were less likely to vote for someone who votes in favor of impeachment of the president. Now, the January 12th memo addressed to Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller provided the results based on opinions of 800 voters in the battleground states. Take it over 2 days, the 10th and the 11th. The states included Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa. I mean, it's a small number, I get it. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it. But this is what they do with all these. They do this based on all of them. Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. You know, it's funny, I do those, and I get mad at people who make a Boston accent, so whatever. Now, survey results showed that impeaching Trump in the final days of his presidency was very, extremely unpopular. 60% of the battleground voters viewed the Democrats' second impeachment effort as a waste of time. 80% of Trump voters and 76% of Republicans indicated they were less likely to vote for the congressional member who votes in favor of impeaching Trump. These people are going to be primaried. My fear, though, I'll talk about it later on more. My fear is that this third party will start, and if it doesn't hit the ground running, if it's not strong when it hits the ground, full of, you know, Democrats that abandoned the party, plenty of them, that whole walk-away movement, maybe they need to call it that. Let's call it the walk-away party. Walk away from political hacks and start supporting true Americans that really will fight for us. You know, that's the other thing. Remember, Trump fought for us. He fought for the average person. No one in particular. No one in specific. He was the president of these United States, not the globe. So when you start talking about immigrants, don't do that. My family were all immigrants. All came here from Italy. You know, again, with the immigrants... Well, we'll talk more about this later on the break. But the immigrants is a twofold issue. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, got a lot more coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The truth. We are back. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's just so much going on up there. I really do appreciate it. Let's talk about how the American people are feeling about this second impeachment. I mean, seriously, what did they get done this year? Actually, what did they get done in the 4 years in the Congress? I don't like the fact that President Trump did do so many executive orders, but apparently it was the only way to get anything done. You know, I mean, seriously. Look at what he was able to get. I mean, I want to see Joe Biden pull down that wall. Not for real, but I want you to people to see how they really think. They lost. They took a beating. Remember, we were supposed to lose a boatload of seats because the American people were not on our time. They don't think like us. And yet they had to cheat to get their seats. I mean, think about it. We took seats. They'd accuse us of cheating. Because, God forbid, then they really would have to start looking in the machines. We don't want that now, do we? Right? They were gonna take the Senate back by big numbers. They were gonna take the House back by big numbers. Forty 48% of all voters said that they were less likely to vote for a congressional member who voted in favor of impeaching Trump. 65% of all voters said the president-elect Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were making this worse and keeping the country divided. Stop attacking Trump. And only 75% of all voters agree that the effort by Pelosi and Democrats to try to impeach Trump after Joe Biden is sworn in were politically... they would see how politically motivated it was. And the other side of this is, you cannot vote somebody who doesn't hold an office. Really? Right? Representative Jim McGovern, a Democrat out of Massachusetts, chair of the House Rules Committee, he said that Trump virtually organized and incited the protests that occurred. I mean, these people keep lying to the point where they think you're going to believe it. You say it enough, you have to believe it, right? It's a lie. And they know it's a lie. Because if you look at the videos from around there, you know it's Antifa. You see it's Antifa. Where did they get the equipment, the weapons that they had? Where did they get them? And why were the Capitol Police pulling down barriers on one side of the Capitol? Letting these people in and not even letting them in through the metal detectors. Why would they do that? I'm not reading stories on crazy sites. I'm reading for why was 20% of the Capitol staff home that day? Capitol Police. They were given the day off. Why was that? I'm just trying to understand all of this. The Washington D.C. Mayor was not interested in helping out at all. Can you imagine? I'll bet you for Joe Biden's inauguration and what goes on there, it'd be crawling. It already is crawling with National Guard and others. Five GOP lawmakers who expressed their support for impeachment included Representative Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, John Katko out of New York, Fred Upton out of Michigan, James Herrera Butler, out of Washington, and Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney should know better. See, if they had actually looked, if they actually watched the video, if they read the transcript, if they saw what the president did, and some of them say that they did, but he didn't react fast enough. So now we're having a test as to how soon after things happen do you have to come out and take some responsibility. I'm just trying to understand. Right? If you guys think that the fighting and the aggravation and the hate is going to die down now that Joe's in there, it's going to get worse. You have to understand that people feel like they've been beat. Like an election was stolen from them, and they have proof. And then on top of it, you're going after his... You're going after the guy that they have a lot of respect for. Anything that they lay on Trump, you can lay out pretty much any one of the Congress people. Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Waters. And they've got, what's his name? Little Sewell. Let's call him Sewer. I mean, he is scum of the scum. The things that he's been involved in. Starts accusing the president of being a Chinese hack. Right? Or China having control of the president. Look who's talking. The guy who's sleeping and giving information to. A Chinese spy. That was okay, I guess. But you know, people, we're not done. I already told you. I've been telling you. I keep telling you. We built this, well, we didn't. Our founding fathers made this country once before, and they had a goal for this country, if you would. And they took on the most powerful military on the planet. They went up against the King of England, the most feared man on the planet. We didn't have a whole bunch of money. We didn't have a whole bunch of equipment. We had a ragtag team of people. And even at that time, the country or the colonies were split as to whether they wanted us or not. It wasn't a slam dunk the first time they went in. They were playing politics back then to make things happen. And I'm not going to tell you because you need to go to rickgreen.com, patriotacademy.com, and pick up some of the literature. Pick up some of the DVDs. They're great movies on how this came about. Wasn't as easy as you think it was. And I'll give you some other another surprise, but you're going to have to. I'm not going to tell you what it was. Taxed enough. Taxation without representation was not the number one issue that the colonists had. There were 27 list of grievances that the colonists had. We've been taught all our lives that they were upset about being taxed over the tea. And it was part of a bigger list. I guess it was the sexiest one they could pull down. Next couple hours, I recorded some shows for you today. Because I've got something I got to do. But I think you'll appreciate them. One of them is that we get a lot of complaints from parents about, you know, being on the school board, but getting complaints that their kids are home all day. You're going to stop there, but the kids are home all day. They're on the computers. And they don't know what to do. These kids are getting disconnected. Right? They're detaching from reality. When they get off the computer from doing the schoolwork, then they grab the smartphone. It's not healthy for them. So we're going to do a whole hour on these kids being detached from life and how you can help. And I brought in Tom Kersting. He's been on the show before. He's written a book about this. So hang tight. Take notes. And then the last hour, we're going to talk about slavery. Did America invent slavery? Because remember, Tim Kaine, the guy who was running for VP, another uninformed person. Do you remember when he said America didn't just put up with the U.S.? We didn't just put up with slavery. We invented it. That was a lie. You know, for my black friends, and most of you already know this, I'm preaching to the choir because I get your emails. But they have been using racism forever. And the Democrats love to tout how we're the racists, yet look what they do to you on a regular basis. They dropped you like an old date when the Hispanics were coming over the border illegally. Do you remember that? Do you remember all of a sudden they weren't talking about the black cause anymore? They were talking about all these poor refugees that were threatened. You know, the MS-13 gang members. Remember all of that? And all of a sudden, you weren't even second-class citizens now. Black community now was third-class citizens for the Dems. They weren't interested. And then when they thought they could make some headway, I mean, look, you guys are going to be punished. There's no way around it. You're going to be punished. Some of the Hispanic community, some of the areas are going to be punished. The old white guys are sure going to be punished for supporting Trump. So get ready for it. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to push back? Hey, asking for a friend, as they say. Appreciate your time with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can, you know, let me know who you want to come on. Now, some of you have already sent me maybe authors or people you want me to have come on for certain shows. I do reach out. Sometimes you don't get quick responses, but I don't give up easy, as you can tell. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Listen, I get violent. Push back. Resist. But don't get violent. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, head up to the website. Sign up for our email blasts. You can sign up for our text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Don't be stupid. We want you back here.